This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire! Welcome to the show, Wayne Allen Root. More energy than every politician in America combined, with the exception of Donald Trump, of course. An historic victory last night, not for Bernie Sanders, for Donald Trump. Trump easily beat the vote tallies of the four most recent incumbent presidents in the state of New Hampshire. With 90% of the voting reporting on Wednesday, Trump had won 123,000 votes in the Republican primary despite having no serious challenger. And the tally for the previous New Hampshire primaries for incumbent presidents over the last 40 years, who also won their reelection, Barack Obama got 49,000 votes in 2012, George W. Bush got 52,000 in 2004, Bill Clinton, President of the United States, in 96, got 76,000. Ronald Reagan, in 84, got 65,000. Trump got 123,629, with still 10% to go. Not everything is even, I don't even have the final numbers in yet. That's amazing. These were all guys who had already won the presidency, were running for re-election, and were going to win. And went on to win. And Trump beat him badly. Matter of fact, let's see, if he added up all of it, 76 and 65, 130, 140, 190, 190, like 230. So all four of them together got 230,000 votes. Trump got 123,000. So he almost got, he got about half of what all four got together, and he blew away Obama in 12. He beat him by almost three times. He blew away Bush in 2004, beat him by well over 2-1. He blew away Bill Clinton, beat him by 2-1, blew away Ronald Reagan, beat him by 2-1. So Trump had the greatest night ever in New Hampshire last night. And to show you where Democrats want America to go, Joe Scarborough, the former Republican congressman, another horrible rhino, another example of why an R after your name means absolutely nothing. Joe Scarborough said demographics are a freight train bolstering Democrats in future elections. Morning Joe anchor Joe Scarborough says the nation's demographics, see, this is why they want open borders, are a freight train for Democrats that will carry them into the future electorally. The demographics of the United States, he says, will surge election victories for Democrats in upcoming elections. Democrats have won the popular vote six of the last seven elections. They won a record landslide in 2018. Demographics are a freight train carrying them into the future, and the GOP's actions will accelerate their collapse. The future belongs to Democrats if they work hard and focus on 2020. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the Wall Street Journal, the Atlantic, the New York Times, and Axios have all admitted the nation's legal immigration system, where every year we admit 1.2 million legal immigrants, is helping to forever change the American electorate in favor of Democrats. Under current legal immigration levels, the U.S. is on track to import 15 million new foreign-born voters. This is legally over the next two decades. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In the upcoming 2020 election, 1 in 10 U.S. voters was born outside the USA. And Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in this year's election. Just chain migration alone will bring in 7 to 8 million new foreign-born voters to the U.S. In the 2016 presidential election, Republican Donald Trump won 49% of native-born Americans to Hillary Clinton's 45%. among foreign-borns, Clinton dominated by winning 64-31. What a difference. So that alone is what Democrats are counting on to destroy this country and to beat Republicans. And the key is that Trump, you know, there's one little thing they're leaving out. Number one, if Trump changes all that, that's number one, builds a wall and changes all the rules, and it's very hard to get in, and it's very hard, you know, to get in because of chain migration and visa lottery. If he changes all that, if he gets a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican Supreme Court, he could change all of that. So that's number one. And dramatically reduce the amount we legally let in, and no more illegals get in. So that's number one. And number two, what if Trump creates the greatest economy ever? And all the illegal immigrants in America love Trump for it. Love him for it. What about then? Right? That could change a lot of minds. That could bring the Hispanic and black vote and the illegal vote and the legal immigrant vote. All of them could think twice and say, wow, I'm doing really well in America because of Donald Trump. He was right after all. Republicans were right. All right. Let's talk about the idiocy of government. Because I always say, you know, most government bureaucrats couldn't spell cat if I gave them a C and an A. If I spotted them a C and the A, they couldn't finish it. And you wonder why people are angry at the amount of massive money we hand the IRS. It's crazy. So here's a great story to tell you about, okay? This is why we don't want Democrats running the country. This is why we want smaller government. This is why we want lower taxes, less spending. The IRS sent $46,378,000 in refunds to 23,994 unauthorized aliens at one Atlanta address. The IRS sent 23,994 tax refunds worth a combined $46.3 million to unauthorized alien workers who all used the same address in Atlanta, Georgia in 2011, according to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, TIGTA. And that was not the only Atlanta address theoretically used by thousands of unauthorized alien workers receiving millions in federal tax refunds in 2011. In fact, according to a TIGTA audit report published last year, four of the top 10 addresses to which the IRS sent thousands of tax returns to unauthorized aliens in America were in Atlanta. The IRS sent 11,000 refunds worth a combined $2 million to unauthorized alien workers at a second Atlanta address, and 3,608 refunds worth $2.69 million to a third address, and 2,386 refunds worth $1.2 million to a fourth address in Atlanta. Other locations on the Inspector General's top 10 list for single addresses that were theoretically used simultaneously by thousands of unauthorized alien workers included an address in Oxnard, California, where the IRS sent $10 million to 2,500 people, an address in Raleigh, North Carolina, where the IRS sent $7 million to 2,400 people getting a refund, one address in Phoenix, Arizona, where the IRS sent $5 million to 2,000 refunds, an address in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, where the IRS sent $2 million, about 2,000 refunds. An address in San Jose, California, where the IRS sent $5 million to about 2,000 people. And an address in Arvin, California, where the IRS sent $3 million to 1,800 refunds in one address. Since 1996, the IRS issued what it calls individual taxpayer identification numbers, ITINs, to non-resident aliens who have a tax liability in the United States and aliens living in the U.S. who are not authorized to work in the United States. Why do they have to issue those? Someone needs to tell me that. The IRS has long known it was giving these numbers to illegal aliens and thus facilitating their ability to work illegally in the United States. The Inspector General's 2012 order report on the IRS's handling of ITINs was spurred by two IRS employees who went to members of Congress alleging that IRS management was requiring employees to assign individual taxpayer identification numbers even when the applications were fraudulent. Sixers audit found the IRS management has not established adequate internal controls to detect and prevent the incitement of an ITIN to individuals submitting questionable applications. In addition to 23,000 tax refunds worth $46 million the IRS sent to a single address in Atlanta, Georgia, the IG also discovered the IRS had assigned 15,000 plus ITINs to unauthorized aliens who presumably used a single Atlanta address. And they've also assigned ITINs to 15,000 other unauthorized aliens using a single address in Dallas, Texas, and 10,000 to unauthorized aliens living in a single address in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Perhaps the most remarkable act of the IRS was that it assigned 6,411 ITINs to unauthorized aliens using a single address in Morgantown, North Carolina. According to the 2010 census, there are only 16,000 people in Morgantown. So for the IRS to have been correct in issuing 6,000 ITINs to an authorized alien to the single address, it would have meant 38% of the town's total population were unauthorized illegal alien workers using a single address. And there are 154 addresses around the country that appeared on 1,000 or more IRS tax returns. That's where your money's going. By the way, Fox News reporting actress Patricia Keaton slams Democrats' barbaric platform on abortion. I love it. It's good there are a few conservatives that speak out. In Hollywood. This just happened. I don't understand why pro-life people want to know if they're welcome to join the Democrat Party. Said the Everybody Loves Raymond co-star. Why would any civilized person want to support a barbaric platform that champions abortion for any reason through all 9 months funded by taxpayers? Right. The Democrat Party platform contains language that basically says we don't belong. We have no part in the party because it says abortion should be legal up to 9 months and the government should pay for it. Good stuff, Patricia Eden. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio. They've 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. My friends who think of me as a rapper call me Jupac. That's from Chris. Chris, my board op, says, for now on, your Jupac Root. It's a good rapper name. I like it. Yo, baby, I'm Jupac. Powerful Vegas union warns Bernie Sanders will end culinary health care. So the culinary union in Las Vegas, I've never been on the same side as the culinary union. I'm not now either, believe me, because obviously they're not saying, let's vote for Donald Trump. They're saying, just don't vote for Bernie Sanders in the upcoming Nevada caucus because he'll take away your health care. These are the most greedy people in the world. Everything's about their health care. How about my health care? Does anybody care about my health care? Wayne Allen Root's health care? How about your health care? Does anyone care about that? Of course not. By the way, one of my fans, Paul, just sent a note. I double dare you to walk around the campus of UNLV at high noon with your MAGA hat, and I'll walk around Harvard Square at high noon with my MAGA hat, and let's make a bet on who ends up in the hospital first. Deal, Paul. Deal, question mark, Paul. Who's in the hospital first? He's going to walk around Harvard Square with a MAGA hat, and I'm going to walk around UNLV with a MAGA hat. Because they're just such peaceful people, man. They just want to live in peaceful coexistence. Have you ever seen a socialist country? Let's just take Cuba, Venezuela. They kill you if you're on the opposition. They murder you. They beat you. They torture you. They rape you. If you're a woman or the wife of an opposition leader, they will arrest you and rape you. The guards will rape the woman because her husband's in opposition to the socialist leader. You don't have any idea what would happen if we let socialists take over this country. But I'll give you some idea. We let a socialist, self-socialist, take over the country named Barack Hussein Obama, and Wayne Root criticized him day and night. I didn't have my own radio or TV show back then. But I was a guest on nonstop on radio and TV, and I criticized him nonstop, and eventually he heard about it, And he said, let's sick the IRS and Wayne and destroy his life. And that's what they tried to do. And so, you know, he didn't kidnap me, he didn't arrest me, he didn't have me tortured or beaten or murdered. Give him credit. He's not quite the level of Fidel Castro. But close. The IRS, pretty close. What's your choice? Murder, torture, sitting in a dentist chair, having them do root canal surgery, or having the IRS dissect your life? Pretty close. None of them are good choices. Barack Obama tried to destroy my life with the IRS, and he did it to thousands of people. Very similar to the Soviet Union and Venezuela and Cuba, except it wasn't physical violence. In Venezuela, the socialists physically try and murder you. Matter of fact, the guy that thinks he's the president of Venezuela, not the guy who was in there who replaced, I can't remember all their names now. God, Maduro. Nicolas Maduro is the one who wound up replacing the guy who died of cancer. It was the original socialist who ran Venezuela. And Maduro's in there now. But there's a guy who thinks he's the rightful president of the country, not Maduro. And he was honored by President Trump at the State of the Union. And then he went to Europe and got honored in Europe as the real president of Venezuela. He's the one they're recognizing. And then he went back to Venezuela when he landed at the airport. A bunch of socialist goons yesterday beat the crap out of him with baseball bats. Matt, he got out of there and he got out, you know, I guess he had a security detail. And so he didn't die. And he got back to a safe location with bodyguards. They tried to beat the crap out of him, and they did beat the crap out of him with baseball bats. This is what happens in a socialist country. Anyway, less than 2 weeks before the Nevada Democrat caucus on February 22nd, the Culinary Union is posting flyers. This is the most Democrat union in the world, liberal union. Is posting flyers in the back of restaurants, bars, and hotels along the Vegas Strip to warn their 60,000-strong union worker membership against Bernie Sanders. Sanders, if elected, would end culinary health care and require Medicare for all. Culinary Union provides health insurance for 130,000 of its members and their family members. Negotiated plans that Sanders' Medicare for All agenda would end. So I repeat, when it's my health care that's getting screwed, you don't care. Millions and millions of small business people and independent contractors were all screwed by Barack Obama. And the Culinary Union didn't give a damn, and Democrats didn't give a damn, and liberal activists didn't give a damn. But God forbid you mess with the union health care. Oh, that's terrible. A copy of the flyer shows the union boss's significant support for mass illegal and legal immigration in the United States, an effort to drive up union membership. The flyer praises the 2020 Democrat presidential... Wow, I got 100 things on my desk, and I don't have page 3. I have no idea what the rest of this says, but that's okay. They're for the Democrats. Believe me, they were for Obama. They were for Hillary. They're for somebody, whether it's Klobuchar or Mayor Pete Butthead, or maybe Michael Bloomberg. As long as you let them keep their wonderful health care and screw over Wayne Root, no problem, baby.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee says Attorney General Bill Barr will testify late next month. Democrats plan to grill Barr over the Justice Department's supposed intervention in the Roger Stone case. The longtime Trump ally was found guilty in November of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence for Stone, but the Justice Department intervened and called for a leaner sentence. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says he's learned one important lesson after being impeached.
That the Democrats are crooked. They've got a lot of crooked things going. That they're vicious, that they shouldn't have brought impeachment.
And another record on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. The S&P gained 22, and the NASDAQ added 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. He gave me a rapper name, Jupac. Chris O'Sullivan, my board op. I came up with a better one in the break. Two Live Jew. From now on, I'm Two Live Jew, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, Deval Patrick drops out of the 2020 presidential race. Who's Deval Patrick? Was he in? No one ever heard of this guy. I know he's the governor of Massachusetts. I know he is. Of course I know he is. I kid you a little bit, but I pull your ear a little bit here. But the reality is, nobody, if you walk down Melrose Boulevard, Times Square, Fifth Avenue, Manhattan, right? Nobody would know who Deval Patrick is. He thought he was the new Barack Obama. We've already voted for that guy. Nobody wanted Deval Patrick. And by the way, the latest daily presidential tracking polls out by Rasmussen, Trump is at 50% approval of likely U.S. voters. Far better than Obama was on the same day, and much higher than you need to be reelected as president of the United States, so good news there, too. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get right to my guest. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor, and you all know I love Liberty. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. It's Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and that means you can sign up any time of the year, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four kids are members. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 just in premiums. Could you use an extra $72,000? Who couldn't? And then I had kidney stones last year. They paid the whole bill. $27,000 surgery. They paid it all. And I had a surgeon, anesthesiologist, a doctor involved, and I never saw any of their bills. All paid. Plus the $27,000 bill to the hospital. Oh, my God, I love these people. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. You're crazy if you're a conservative or a Christian or both, and you don't call to check it out. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 855-58-LIBERTY. They will roll out the red carpet for you. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. All right, we've got our guest here, John Dennis. He's the opponent of Nancy Pelosi for U.S. Congress in California's 12th District. He's also the San Francisco GOP Party Chairman, and that means he must be a very lonely guy. John Dennis, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How lonely is it being a conservative Republican in San Francisco?
I have lots of friends. They're just the right friends, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, numbers-wise, when you walk in a bar, it's got to be a joke about being a Republican walking in a bar in San Francisco in Nancy Pelosi's district, but it's got to be, you know, 10-1 against you. So why run against Nancy Pelosi in that district? Why not move somewhere reasonable where you could win an election? Why are you running against Nancy Pelosi in that district?
I mean, you know, they should move. I'm the good guy. They're the ones who ruined this town, not me. The Republicans have ruined this town. We, you know, there's no Republican in City Hall to blame homelessness on. It's a manufactured problem entirely, 100% by the Democrats. And I don't know. Listen, it's easy to run. It's easy to hide. I like living here. I love the area. I don't like what's become of the city. And rather be a person who just kind of grumbles at the computer monitor or yells at the TV screen. I just decided to come out and say, hey, I'm not with this program. I don't like what you're doing. And here's who I am. And too bad if you don't like it.
All right. Well, we appreciate what you do, but I'd like to see you win. And what are you doing to win? I mean, well, first of all, you yourself, do you think you have any chance to actually beat Nancy Pelosi? Let's be honest.
It's a tough race. Look, somebody came to me and said that it is probably the toughest of the 435 congressional races in America, not just because of the disparity between Democrats and Republicans, but because Pelosi's Pelosi. You know, she's a well-known figure around the world. So it's a tough race. But having said that, you know, there are three Democrats running to her left challenging her. No Democrat 5 years ago would even consider challenging Nancy Pelosi. And I think the vultures are starting to circle because she's going to be 80 next month. And they know that her time is come. So the Dems are starting to, you know, to challenge her as well. And, you know, with all this business that she's been doing, fair-minded San Franciscans are not happy with her behavior at the State of the Union, the tearing up of the sort of the Union address, you know, just being a, you know, an awful loser. So she's more vulnerable than she's ever been. And, you know, that's what I've got to bank on. I've just got to go out and, you know, do the hard work and win as many votes as I can.
All right. So you say she's using public employees and Antifa members to intimidate you. Tell us what you mean. What's been happening?
Well, we did a cleanup in San Francisco, and I mean the San Francisco Republican Party, with Scott Pressler, who's that guy who goes around from city to city cleaning up, you know, Democrats.
Yes, garbage. Yes, and that's where he did it. I know. Long hair. I met him.
Had 150 people out here, you know, soccer moms from the East Bay, from the suburbs, people coming in just to do the right thing, voluntary work to clean up the district. And, yeah, does it bug the Democrats that were embarrassing them? Yeah, but okay, yeah, too bad. Next thing we know, after about an hour of this doing this, I get a text from our meetup point saying Antifa's here and they're being violent. So I go down there and, yeah, sure enough, there was a confrontation. And, you know, I posted it on my Twitter account, the confrontation I had with the alpha male guy. And it's been viewed like 850,000 times since last week. And, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, somebody needed to kind of get the guy to back off. And that was the confrontation. And it was all instigated by a San Francisco supervisor, a member of the Board of Supervisors, a Pelosi supporter, who was displeased that we were embarrassing his filthy district, that Nancy Pelosi was embarrassed by how terrible, you know, San Francisco is being run. He tweeted the people to come out and to protest us for cleaning the streets, and then in an act of an admission of guilt, deleted the tweet. But fortunately, it was screen captured, and we've got it.
All right, and you've got a video of an Antifa activist who threatened you, and he's been identified as a school social worker.
Again, what are we doing? Are we running goon squads at a city hall in San Francisco? Is that what we're doing? That's what happened. And he works for the, you know, works for city for a city government. And anyway, so it's part and parcel of being in San Francisco. I've been telling people that if you're in San Francisco as a Republican, you know, you could get into those kinds of confrontations 15 times a day. Put a MAGA hat on in San Francisco and start walking around and see how long it takes before somebody gives you a hard time. But that's the kind of environment that the progressive side of the Democratic Party, at the very least, wants to encourage. And so now you ask me, why do I want to be a Republican? Because I don't want to put up with that. I just don't think it's America. It's not. It's we shouldn't cede this city or any city to that kind of behavior, that kind of, you know, Democrat intimidation. So that, you know, that's why we're in the fight.
All right. So let's talk about the liberal programs that hand out needles to drug addicts. And they leave them on the street. There's HIV-laced needles on the streets for children. Or, you know, look, we always say things like women and children. How about a guy? Like, what if a 60-year-old white man steps on the needle and gets AIDS? Is that a good thing? I mean, it's not just children we have to worry about. But, yes, that's the most extreme example you can think of, is some poor innocent kid, you know, who's 8 years old, stumbles along and gets a HIV needle. So how do you solve this stuff? Tell me what Republicans would do. What would you do if you were running the city?
Well, that program started out as a voluntary program to stop the spread of hepatitis C and HIV back in the 90s. And then, of course, the city got involved. They started donating to the program. And then, of course, they took it over and ruined it. But when the not-for-profits were running it, they were responsible for the needles that went on the streets. So they made sure it was more of a needle exchange program. And listen, I'm not excited about creating incentives for, you know, for drug abuse and drug use that leaves people living on the streets. But at least it was better when the city didn't have their hands involved in it. And so it should go back to being a voluntary activity, and those not-for-profits who would take on that responsibility would be held responsible if those needles were ending up in our sewer system, which is exactly what's happening now. You know, those needles, we've seen them, you know, right on the same block as where my daughter goes to school. They're all over the place. The city gives out 6 million needles a year, and maybe 20% of them come back. That means 4.8 million needles are ending up in the sewers and the curbs and the sidewalks and the streets of San Francisco every single year.
I don't know if you saw the latest headline, but Newt Gingrich says Nancy Pelosi is whacked. and deeply out of touch if she attacks Trump on the economy. I mean, the economy is great everywhere in the Midwest, in the South, in the Northeast, and in San Francisco, in California in general. The economy is great because of President Trump, and they're collecting all these capital gains taxes in the Northern California because the stock market's great because of President Trump. Do they walk around saying, this is Obama? Obama gets credit for a fantastic economy when it's Trump? What do they say, these crazy people?
You know, it's there are still people who are sore losers. But let me say this. I think one of the reasons why, since I took over as chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party in July of last year, I made it a goal to increase Republican registration. And I'm pleased to say that we're not just the San Francisco Republican Party, we're the growing San Francisco Republican Party. For the first time in decades, Republican registration is up. I think part of it is because I'm the most amazing, charming chairman they've ever had. But aside from that, because of Donald Trump, because people in San Francisco are starting to give credit where it's due. Donald Trump is doing better for America. Californians are doing better. And so they're now starting to see that being a Republican is a good thing.
All right. I hope they see that John Dennis, as a Republican congressman over Nancy Pelosi, is a good thing. He's running in Nancy Pelosi's 12th district. Is there a website where people can find out more about you?
JohnDennis.com.
JohnDennis, DENNIS.com. John, thanks for all you do. You're a brave man. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Wayne.
Sure. All right. Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War. When we get back, I'm going to educate you about this coronavirus in China, which is rapidly out of control. And all of a sudden, all the experts in America are saying, guess what? Get ready. It's coming here. Can't stop it. Bad news. I've been on this story from the beginning. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
There is so much to tell you about in China with this coronavirus. So bad, and I'll get to it all in just a sec. I do want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins, and Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known has a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. And I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big. Just for my fans. Well, I got to say that differently. They went big! When they go this big, you gotta give them a send-off. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 as the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. And this set they're going to present you with, you have an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, after you buy the first 20, you get number 21 for a dollar. Coin number 21 for $1. And Finest Known's president, Adam Crum, who I've known for about a decade now, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free as well. It's a one-time-only offer from WAR. Just say WAR when you call, and you get it all. Best deal on the 20 coins in the whole country, $1 for the 21st coin, free book from Adam Crum. Call 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and you will get the VIP treatment. And by the way, this goes for every advertiser. If you're driving along in the car and you go, I can't write it down, and I can't remember it, you just remember Wainwright at Gmail. And you just email me and say, Wayne, there was that great offer from your advertiser, you know, with the coins, Finest Known. How do I reach him? And I'll just email you right back with the way to reach him, the address and the phone number. Okay? I do that for every single advertiser, every single product. I do it all the time, 10 times a day. Because people are driving when they listen to radio. You know what I've always said about radio, right? The reason there's conservative talk radio and there is no liberal talk radio ever that has ever succeeded, none, zero, is because conservative talk radio is people listening in the car on the way to work and on the way home from work. So it's all conservatives, because the only people who work are conservatives. Liberals aren't driving to or from work. They walk to the mailbox to get their EBT card. That's why conservative talk radio works. Because everybody's working as a conservative. So I know that you're in your car right now. That's where you listen to me. For, you know, 90% of you. So the news is really bad. China reports a huge jump in new coronavirus infections and deaths. China's Hubei province admits a massive spike in virus cases and deaths. 14,840 new cases overnight and 242 dead. Whew. A couple on board the Diamond Princess tell CNBC the situation is frankly terrifying. The Sun reports the first case confirmed in London. The China Grand Prix has been canceled. There's a report exposing worsening shortages of food and supplies in Wuhan. A cruise ship rejected by four countries finally allowed to dock in Cambodia. I mean, just everything is bad. First ship-to-ship infection occurs in Japan for the Diamond Princess. State Department lets non-essential personnel and their families leave Hong Kong. Look at this headline. It's like a horror film. Botched Wuhan quarantine left dead bodies in the street, sick people waiting days for care. Whew. The Mobile World Congress canceled. The CDC in the United States prepares for an outbreak in the USA. Orange, U.S. should prepare for coronavirus to take a foothold in the USA. Wow. I mean, all the news is bad and scary. They don't know what to do. They just don't know what to do. All right, we'll get away from that because that's very depressing, but it's truth, and I've talked about it on the show. I keep it to, like, you know, 0.5% because it's too depressing to worry about what's coming here. Oh, my God, death's coming here. But I got to tell you about it. I'm the only conservative host I know of in America who talks about it. I mean, now they're probably starting to, but I'm saying from the first moment we knew about this in early January, I was talking about it and saying it's so much worse than people know. And it could shut down the world's economy, and it's going to destroy, it's just going to collapse the China economy. They're done. They're finished. They were going to pass us as the world's most powerful economy. They're finished. Finito. Say goodbye to China. The whole country's closed. Can you imagine if that came here? Thank God Trump closed all the flights from China. But it's still going to come here because you're letting people come back. And you're letting people out of quarantine too early. People waited 14 days, no signs, let them out. Except experts are now saying it's 24 days before it comes out in some people. So you let them out in 14, they could be populating the population with coronavirus. By the way, the Iowa Democrat Party chairman resigns following the botched caucus. And the Democrat nightmare has come true. A majority of Americans say they're better off now than in past elections. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. When we get back, it's Newsmax time. I'll tell you all about New Hampshire, what went on yesterday. And I've got the Katie Turr interview. She was so shocked when a man on the street says he hates socialism and voted for Trump. Liberals don't even know what to say or do. But we're all living in Trump land. He's converting everyone except the media.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.